musical piece for our evening today. It's called Jayadana Madhava and the song sung before lectures.
translation, my obeisances are unto you who are the property of the materially impoverished. You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied, and therefore you are the most gentle and are master of the monists.
Odajem poštovanje tebi koji si vlasništvo materijalno osiromašenih. Nemaš nikakve veze sa delovanjem i posljedicama materijalnih guna. Zadovoljan si u sebi i zato si najplemenitiji. Učitelj si i gospodar monista.
A very interesting word in this verse is namo kinchana vitaya. You are the property of the materially impoverished.
Vrlo zanimljiva reč u ovom stihu je namo kinchana vitaya. Ti si vlastištvo materijalno osiromašenih.
Yes. This is a very important concept. Krishna really becomes the property of someone who becomes materially without or poor.
To je zaista zanimljiv koncept. Krishna zaista postaje vlasništvo nekoga ko je materijalno siromašan.
And with this I want to introduce all of you to maybe the most important concept of spiritual life.
Sa ovim želim da vam predstavim možda najvažniji koncept duhovnog života.
You can measure the worth of your life in how much you were successful in giving to others.
Možete meriti uspjeh svog života, možete meriti vrednost svog života po tome koliko ste bili uspješni u davanju drugima.
This is totally and completely opposed to the materialistic understanding.
To je potpuno suprotno materialističkom razumevanju.
In a material life, the worth of the life is measured in how much things you were capable of accumulating.
U materijalnom životu vrednost života se meri po tome koliko ste mogli nagomilati za sebe stvari.
In America they have the bumper sticker: whoever dies with the most toys wins the race.
Postoji nalepnica u Americi: kogod umre sa najviše igračaka pobeđuje u trci.
The more things you have accumulated, the better.
Što više stvari ste nagomilali, to bolje.
In America people even rent big spaces, like maybe the space of this temple room, to fill them up with the things they have bought which do no longer fit into their own houses. You can rent such spaces.
Ljudi čak iznajmljuju prostore, recimo kao ovaj što je prostor ove hramske sobe, da bi stavili stvari koje su nagomilali, kupovali, ali koje ne mogu više stati u njihovu kuću.
And from time to time you go through these halls and think, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Whew, I really have a lot.
S vremena na vreme idu kroz te prostorije i misle i gledaju, ovo je moje, ovo je moje, ovo je moje, kako puno posjedujem.
So obviously this is a concept which is totally opposed to spiritual life.
Očigledno to je koncept koji je potpuno suprotan duhovnom životu.
In spiritual life you have to see that you become a giver and stop being a taker.
U duhovnom životu se morate pobrinuti da postanete davalac, a ne uzimalac.
Once there was a monk who was meditating up in the Himalayan mountains. But after some time, I believe 6 years, he had the feeling he was not going anywhere, he was not making advancement.
Bio jednom jedan monah koji je meditirao visoko u Himalajima, ali nakon 6 godina je zaključio da ne napreduje.
So he wanted to bloop from his cave. He wanted to leave his cave and go back to the village to live like an ordinary person.
Htio je da blupne iz te pećine, htio je da je napusti i da ode da živi u selo kao običan čovjek.
But on the way he saw a man who had a string, a silken string in his hand and was rubbing it against an iron rod.
Na putu je video čovjeka koji je imao svileni konac u svojim rukama i trljao ga je o jedan gvozdeni štap.
So he asked him, "What are you doing there?"
Pitao ga je, "Šta to radiš?"
And the answer was, "I am trying to sew through the iron by this method."
On je rekao, pokušavam da testerišem ovo gvožđe.
"Oh," thought the monk, "this man is very patient.
Ovaj čovjek je vrlo strpljiv.
Shouldn't I be also a little bit more patient?"
Zar ja ne bih trebao da budem strpljiviji?
And he went back to his cave.
I vratio se u pećinu.
After 3 more years of meditating, he still had the feeling that he did not make any advancement.
Nakon još 3 godine meditiranja, još uvijek ima osjećaj da nije uopšte napredovao.
So again he wanted to give up.
Ponovo je htio da ostavi to.
But on his way to his village, he saw a little mouse eating away at a piece of rock which had apparently fallen before the hole in which the mouse lived and blocked the entrance.
Na putu prema selu sreo je miša koji je grickao kamen koji je bio zatvorio ulaz u njegovu kućicu.
"Oh," said the man, "this mouse, even this mouse is more patient than I am and more persistent. This is not, I will go back and try again."
Čak je ovaj miš strpljiviji i istrajniji od mene. Vratit ću se i pokušati ponovo.
Finally, after 12 years of trying and trying and trying, he thought, "Well, I'm a hopeless case. I become an ordinary man. I will go now back to my village. No strings are holding me."
Nakon 12 godina zaključio je, ja sam beznadežan slučaj, ovo ne ide, i vratit ću se u selo i postaću običan čovjek. Nikakve konopci me ne drže.
He gave up.
Ostavio je to.
As we say in Germany, he threw the gun in the cornfield.
Threw,
bacate.
Through the cornfield.
He threw the gun into the...
Aha, bacio je pištolj u kukuruzno polje.
Or he threw the towel, you know, in boxing, on a box ring. When you throw away the towel, it means, "I give up, I have enough, I just want to eat and sleep now. This was too much for me."
Bacio je peškir. On je zaključio da ovo je previše za mene, samo želim da jedem i da spavam.
Yeah. So he felt the same.
On se osjetio isto.
Now when he arrived at the village, it was sunset. And people were already in their houses to prepare for the night. He managed to see a little dog.
Stigao je u selo kad je bio zalazak sunca i ljudi su se pripremali za odmor.
This dog
je vidio malog psa.
Yes, the dog was badly wounded and was actually dying.
Pas je bio teško ranjen i umirao je.
So when he saw that dog, he felt a feeling he had never felt before. He went to the river and found a bowl and brought some water for the dog.
Kad je video tog psa, imao je osjećaj koji nikad ranije imao, i onda je otišao do reke i u jednoj posuti doneo vodu za psa.
The dog was very enthusiastic, drank immediately all the water. And he was going back to the... So he had to go back a second time to the river and fetch water for the dying dog.
Pas je bio vrlo entuzijastičan i popio je svu vodu, a on je morao još jednom otići do reke i doneti vodu za umirućeg psa.
So when he returned, instead of seeing the dog, he saw a svetac.
Kad se vratio, umjesto psa video je jednog sveca.
Sveca, yes. He saw the sveca. And the sveca said, "Now, my dear son, you are ready to make spiritual advancement."
Svetac je rekao, dragi moj sine, ti si sad spreman da napreduješ duhovno.
For the first time in your life, you have not thought about yourself.
Po prvi put u životu nisi mislio na sebe.
You have thought about someone else.
Mislio si na nekog drugog.
Before that you were always thinking my advancement, my advancement.
Pre si samo mislio moj napredak, moj napredak.
I need to meditate to make, to conquer my senses and my mind.
Moram da meditiram da bih pobedio moja čula i moj um.
You were a selfish, egocentric person.
Bio si sebična i egocentrična osoba.
But now, finally, you have seen that you have to take care of others.
Ali sada konačno video si da moraš brinuti o drugima.
My dear devotees,
moji dragi bhakte,
this story is very relevant in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Ova priča je vrlo važna za međunarodno društvo za svjesnost Krišne.
You cannot make advancement actually if you always think about yourself.
Ne možete napredovati ako samo mislite na sebe.
You must join the culture of giving.
Morate se pridružiti kulturi davanja.
Giving your time.
Davati svoje vrijeme.
Giving your attention.
Svoju pažnju.
Giving your life.
Svoj život.
You know, as sannyasis, we always carry this stick with us, this danda.
Mi sannyasi uvijek sa sobom nosimo štap, dandu.
It means we are supposed to give our body, mind and words in the service of Krishna.
On znači da trebamo dati svoje telo, um i reči u službi Krishne.
Srila Prabhupada has informed us that if you are not willing to do so, if you hold back, then these body, words and minds will hit you. They will become like sticks and bang, bang, bang. They will hit you.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ako niste voljni da to uradite, onda će um, reči i telo da vas udare kao štapovi.
Like our Ninoslav, are you there, Ninoslav?
Kao naš Ninoslav? Si tamo, ti Ninoslav?
No. Here. Imagine you would go with your drumsticks. Bang, 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 bang. Trrt, 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 trrt.
Zamisli kad bi sa ovim palicama za bubanje ti lupao, onda bi one tebe lupale.
Yeah. This would be very harmful for your health.
To bi bilo vrlo štetno za tvoje zdravlje.
So someone who doesn't use his body, his mind and his words in the service of Krishna, he actually harms himself voluntarily.
Onaj ko ne koristi svoje telo, um i reči u službi Krishne, u stvari sebe dobrovoljno povređuje.
So therefore a devotee must join the culture of giving.
I zato bhakta se mora pridružiti kulturi davanja.
This requires that we think in a total different way.
To iziskuje da mislimo na potpuno drugačiji način.
See, this culture of taking is so deep in our conditioned nature that it requires some deep thought in order to transcend it or transform it into the culture of giving.
kultura uzimanja je toliko duboko uvrežena, toliko duboko usađena u našu uslovljenu prirodu, da je potrebno puno da se ona transformiše u kulturu davanja.
We are constantly taking.
Mi neprestano uzimamo.
And in fact we do need to take also.
I nama je i potrebno da uzimamo.
Imagine today you would not take any food, and tomorrow also not, and also no water. You would cease to exist.
Zamislite ako danas ne biste uzeli ništa hrane ili vode, onda biste prestali uskoro da postojite.
Or just imagine you wouldn't take any air into you.
Ili da ne udišete vazduh.
Because we are such needy people, we constantly need to take something.
Zato što nam stalno nešto treba, stalno moramo nešto uzimati.
This is has become our whole means of existence.
To je postao cijeli naš način postojanja.
There are life forms which need to eat the whole day, otherwise they die.
Postoje životni oblici kojima je potrebno da cijeli dan jedu, inače umiru.
The cow, for instance, spends all its time in just eating and eating, isn't it? A few hours it spends in digesting what it has eaten.
Krava provodi sve svoje vrijeme jedući nekoliko sati ona vari.
Some people, I think they are also in Beograd, they also need to always throw something into their mouth, otherwise not possible for them to feel happy.
Neki ljudi u Beogradu isto stalno nešto ubacaju u usta, inače za njih nije moguće da se osjećaju srećni.
Or they need the TV to take in information, or the newspapers.
Ili im treba televizija da prime informacije ili novine.
Now we have to learn to stop this culture and give to others.
Moramo naučiti da prestanemo s tom kulturom i da dajemo drugima.
Now in order to do this we first of all must be spiritually fit so that we are in the position to give.
Da bismo to mogli, moramo prvo postati duhovno sposobni da bismo mogli davati.
If we are spiritually totally weak and exhausted, then we cannot be givers.
Ako smo duhovno potpuno slabi i iscrpljeni, ne možemo biti davaoci.
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there are four areas which cannot be neglected in one's life.
Stoga Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da postoje četiri područja koje se, ili četiri stvari koje se ne mogu zanemariti u životu.
First is to not neglect the health of the body.
Prva je ne zanemariti zdravlje tela.
If you do not take enough time to be healthy, physically healthy, you will have great difficulties to actually give your service.
Ako ne posvetite dovoljno vremena održavanju zdravlja svoga tela, imat ćete poteškoće u služenju, nećete moći da služite.
Sometimes devotees say they don't have time to take care of this.
Kakad bhakte kažu da nemaju vremena za brigu o telu.
This actually reminds us of the story of the man who was sawing.
To nas posjeća na priču o čovjeku koji je testerisao.
And another for a day he was already sawing.
Cijeli dan je testerisao.
But it was going very slow.
Ali je to išlo jako sporo.
So another man came by and said, "You look so tired. Why?" And he answered, "I'm sawing for a whole day."
Drugi čovjek je naišao i pitao ga je, zašto izgledaš tako umoran? Testerišem cijeli dan.
No, said the man, let me see your saw. And he said, oh yeah, it's very tup.
Da vidim tvoju testeru. O, ona je vrlo tupa.
Why don't you sharpen it?
Zašto ne naoštriš?
Oh, said the man who was sawing, I don't have any time to sharpen my saw.
Čovjek koji je testerisao rekao je, nemam vremena da naoštrim testeru.
I have to saw.
Moram da gulim.
So, someone who does not take care of the physical health, he will be in the same boat.
Onaj ko ne brine o fizičkom zdravlju, bit će u istom brodu.
Once Prabhupada was going with Gaga Muni Swami on a walk in Juhu Beach, and Gaga Muni was laughing because there were so many people who did yoga, and he was laughing. You know.
Jednom je Šila Prabhupada išao na jutarnju šetnju na Juhu Beach u Mumbaju i on je video puno ljudi koji su radili jogu i podsmevao im se.
He thought we are vastly superior.
On je mislio, mi smo puno superiorniji od njih.
We chant.
Mi mantramo.
And we are bhaktas.
I mi smo bhakte.
The foolish karmis who take care of physical health.
Oni su budalasti karmi koji brinu o fizičkom zdravlju.
And Prabhupada said, you eat so much that you are too lazy to eat, to do yoga, and as a result, you only sleep.
Šila Prabhupada je rekao, ti jedeš previše, da si previše lenj da radiš jogu, a rezultat je da samo spavaš.
Samo spavaš, yes. Samo spavaš, yes. Samo spavaš. What do you think?
Što mislite?
Što mislite? The point is clear. If he would take a little bit care of his health, he would have more energy to serve Krishna.
Poenta je jasna, ako bi se malo više poprinuo za zdravlje, imao bi više energije da služi Krishna.
The second area which cannot be neglected is that you need a stimulus for the mind.
Drugo područje koje se ne može zanemariti je da vam je potreban stimulans za um.
Yes. That is, you need to have something which fulfills you in your life.
Trebate da imate nešto što vas ispunjava u vašem životu.
Something you look forward.
Nešto
which you look forward or hope.
Kako? Čemu težite?
Yes, težite. And something which totally excites you.
Nešto što vas potpuno ushićuje.
Yeah, in the mind.
Umu.
For instance, what I always do is I have projects.
Na primjer, ja uvijek imam projekte.
At this present moment, I very much like this Bhakti Sangha program.
U sadašnjem trenutku jako volim ovaj Bhakti Sangha program.
I'm convinced that with this program we can really spread Krishna consciousness in a way which was which we could not even imagine in our boldest dream.
Uveren sam da sa tim programom možemo proširiti svjesnost Krishna toliko više nego što smo mogli zamisliti u našim najhrabrijim snovima.
Yes, yes, yes. So, a stimulus for the mind, you must have it.
Morate imati stimulans za um.
Otherwise you become sad.
Inače ćete postati tužni.
Or not really inspired.
Ili neinspirisani.
Or depressive.
Ili depresivni.
Or you just live from one day to the next, or one meal to the next.
Ili živite samo od jednog dana do drugog, ili od jednog obroka do drugog.
Yes. The third area which should not be neglected in spiritual in life just the general is a social interaction.
Treće područje koje se ne smije zanemariti u duhovnom životu je društvena interakcija.
You need meaningful exchanges with other people.
potrebne su vam smislene, značajne razmene sa drugima.
Deep discussions.
Duboki razgovori.
Where you can reveal your mind.
Gde možete razotkriti svoj um.
And get advices and inspirations which are really helpful for your life.
I dobiti savete i inspiracije koje zaista pomažu vašem životu.
Sometimes devotees think that well this for this we have our spiritual master.
Kad bhakte misle za to imamo duhovnog učitelja.
But if we have not trained deep relationships with others, it will be difficult to develop it towards the spiritual master because we are so shallow in our personality.
Ako nismo se trenirali u razvijanju dubokih odnosa sa drugima, onda nećemo moći razviti dublji odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem jer smo tako površni. Površna ličnost.
Yes, površni. So, it needs to be trained.
Potrebno je trenirati to.
And the best way to train it is by just speaking about essential things.
Najbolji način da se to trenira je govoriti o suštinskim stvarima.
All too often our thoughts and our activities are just not very deep.
Prečesto naše misli i naše aktivnosti nisu vrlo duboke.
Now the fourth area which should not be neglected in spiritual life is the study of the shastra.
Četvrto područje koje se ne smije zanemariti, koje se ne treba zanemariti u duhovnom životu je proučavanje šastra.
Because the shastra is something like a roadmap for life.
Šastra je nešto kao mapa, putna mapa za
yeah,
život.
Mapa, yes. A mapa tells you you are here and in order to go there you best take this way. It is the most safest and also shortest and most convenient way.
Mapa vam kaže ti si ovde i da bi stigao tamo uzmi, idi ovim putem, to je najkraći, najudobniji i najsigurniji put.
By reading in the scriptures daily you can make a similar experience. You can find out where you are.
Čitajući svakodnevno spise možete imati slično iskustvo, možete saznati gde ste.
And you simultaneously also get to know what to do or which way to go in order to reach your spiritual perfection.
Istovremeno ćete saznati kojim putem da idete, u kom pravcu da idete da biste dostigli duhovno savršenstvo.
So, if you take care of these four areas and your spiritual life,
ako se pobrinete za ova četiri područja i vaš duhovni život,
you will be strong enough.
Bit ćete dovoljno snažni.
If your health is not proper, how can you spread Krishna consciousness happily?
Ako vaše zdravlje nije u redu, kako možete srećno širiti svesnost Krišne?
If you feel spržen,
ako se osjećate sprženi,
and you have no inspiration in your life, how can you convince others that Krishna consciousness is vastly superior to anything else?
I nemate inspiraciju u vašem životu, kako možete uveriti druge da je svesnost Krišne daleko superiornija od bilo čega drugog?
If you yourself have no friends,
ako nemate prijatelja
in Krishna consciousness,
u svesnosti Krišne,
how can you say that the association of devotees is the best type of association?
Kako možete reći da je druženje s baktama najbolje druženje?
And if your mind is not filled with inspirations from the shastra, how can you preach?
Iako vaš um nije inspirisan, nije pun inspiracije iz šastra, kako možete propovedati?
If your life has no spiritual directions, how can you give others spiritual directions?
Ako vaš život nema duhovnih usmerenja, kako možete dati drugima duhovnih usmerenja?
Therefore, it is highly essential to take care of these four areas of life.
Zato je od suštinske važnosti pobrinuti se za ta četiri područja života.
When you have taken care of these, the compassion for others will immediately come.
Kad se pobrinete za te četiri stvari, samilost prema drugima će doći.
Sometimes our Sankirtan devotees ask, how can I develop compassion, isn't it?
Kad naši Sankirtan bhakti pitaju, kako da razvijem samilost, zar ne?
Or our preachers ask themselves, how is it possible for me, I'm so occupied with thoughts about myself, but how is it possible for me to really think for the good of the other people?
Ili naši propovednici kad se zapitaju, toliko sam zaokupljen mislima o sebi, kako mogu misliti na dobro drugih ljudi?
And the answer is to feel this compassion, which is the key for duchovné advancement, spiritual advancement. You need to be a little strong like this.
Odgovor je da biste osjećali tu samilost koja je ključ za duhovni napredak, morate biti malo čvrsti, snažni, kao što smo opisali.
Then it's natural for you to spread Krishna consciousness or help others.
Onda je prirodno za vas da širite svjesnost Krišne ili pomažete drugima.
Otherwise it might remain just a slogan, preaching, you know, each one teach one by preaching to one or whatever it is.
Inače to može ostati samo parola, propovedanje, svako jednom propoveda.
Or when we hear we should go out for book distribution, we are afraid.
Ili kad čujemo da trebamo da idemo da delimo knjige, onda se uplašimo.
Because we are internally not strong enough, so we need to become strong.
Jer nismo unutra dovoljno snažni, moramo postati čvrsti.
Yes. By taking care of these areas.
Pobrinući se za ta četiri područja.
And then you naturally feel, if you are well taken care of, you can think of others.
I onda ako ste vi zbrinuti, možete brinuti za druge.
But someone who has problems gets very selfish.
Onaj koji ima problema postaje vrlo sebičan.
Because he is just in such a desperate situation.
Jer je u takvoj nesrećnoj situaciji.
Do you know why Maharaj Parikshit is so great?
Znate li zašto je Maharaj Parikshit tako veliki?
His life is an example of compassion.
Njegov život je primjer samilosti.
See, you know, he had only a few more days to live.
Ostalo mu je samo još nekoliko dana života.
And at that, you know, someone who is in this situation just thinks of himself.
I neko koji je u takvoj situaciji obično misli na sebe.
Imagine a cancer patient.
Zamislite pacijenta bolesnog od raka.
Who has, you know, a holes here.
Ima rupe ovdje neke.
Because the throat is operated away.
Pošto mu je grlo operisano.
His liver is already eaten away by the metastasis, I think it's called, by the
jetra mu je pojela metastaza.
Yeah. And every movement is very painful. And And he is, every movement is very painful for him.
Svaki pokret je vrlo bolan za njega.
He knows he has a few more days.
Zna da ima još nekoliko dana samo života.
Usually these people think about, you know, I need some food, or can't you do something to relieve my pain? Please give me some pain-killing injection.
Obično ti ljudi misle, ja osjećam toliki bol, zar nemate nešto što će me osloboditi bola ili nekakvu injekciju protiv bolova?
The consciousness of a suffering person becomes totally withdrawn from any other concern than his own suffering.
Svjesnost osobe koja pati je povučena od svih drugih stvari osim od njegove lične patnje.
So after Maharaj Parikshit had heard the fifth canto,
nakon što je Maharaj Parikshit čuo peto pevanje,
he asked Sukadev Goswami, all these people have to go to hell, this is fair. Is there not something which can help them?
On je upitao Sukadeva Goswamija, zar svi ovi ljudi moraju da idu u pakao? Zar ne postoji nešto što im može pomoći?
You know, the fifth canto, amongst other subject matters, the different hellish planets and the punishment which corresponds to them is expressed in, is explained in a great detail actually.
U petom pevanju, pored drugih stvari, opisane su i paklene planete i sve kazne koje se njima moraju ispaštati. To je vrlo detaljno opisano.
So instead of thinking of his own impending death, Parikshit Maharaj was just thinking of all the other people. He was suffering that they would all go to hell.
Umjesto da misli na svoju skoru smrt, on je mislio na druge ljude i patio je zbog toga što će oni da idu u pakao.
Što misli? Great, isn't it?
Šta mislite o tome? To je slavno, veliko.
What, how glorious.
Kako to je slavno.
How glorious. So, this shows us he must have been, he must have had tremendous internal strength.
To nam pokazuje da mora da je imao ogromnu unutrašnju snagu.
Otherwise he would have been selfish.
Inače bi bio sebičan.
Oh, can't you just, you know, put a nice bed where I can die peacefully?
Možete napraviti jedan lep krevet gdje mogu mirno da umrem.
And maybe, you know, I need a few more pleasures.
I trebam još malo nekih uživanja.
He thought of others, not of himself.
On je mislio na druge, a ne na sebe.
There are some versions of the Mahabharata. You know, there are also atheistic versions of the Mahabharata. Did you know this?
Postoje i ateističke verzije Mahabharate.
And in one atheistic version of the Mahabharata, Parikshit Maharaj builds the last day, he has a castle which is built for him.
U jednoj ateističkoj verziji Mahabharate, posljednjeg dana života Maharaja Parikshita se gradi za njega dvorac.
This is not the fact, it is some hallucination.
To nije istina, to je halucinacija.
And this castle is built on a pole.
Taj dvorac se gradi na jednom stubu.
Pila je stupo. So that it is very high, you know, I forgot how high, but no one can go over this pillar. It is a, wie sagt man, glatt, slippery.
Niko se ne može popeti uz taj stup na koga se gradio taj dvorac, on je vrlo gladak.
And it's really described what type of arrangements Parikshit Maharaj has made.
Opisano je kakve vrste aranžmana je Parikshit Maharaj napravio.
So that he wouldn't die.
Da ne bi umro.
But it's actually a gluposti. He didn't do this.
To su sve gluposti.
Yeah. It's just the atheistic version.
Ateistička verzija.
So Hare Krishna, I wish you all the best that you can become givers in this life.
Želim vam sve najbolje I da možete postati davaoci u ovom životu.
And that you do not have to be selfish.
I da ne morate biti sebični.
Then you can make your life successful.
Onda vaš život može biti uspešan.
Sometimes devotees say, oh, I'm doing so much service. Look at this lineage, this lazy person who's just lying in the brahmachari room from morning till evening.
Kad bakte kažu, ja toliko radim službu, a pogledaj ovog lenjeg čovjeka koji leži u brahmachari ashramu.
And the feeling is here, oh, if I could sleep, this would be much more comfortable in my life.
Osjećaj je I misao je, ako bih ja mogao spavati, onda bi mi život bio udobniji.
Instead, I have to work all day.
A umjesto toga moram da radim celi dan.
This shows that the devotee has not yet been successful to adopt their spiritual worldview.
To pokazuje da bhakta još nije uspeo da prihvati duhovno gledište, duhovni pogled na svet.
He thinks it's better to take than to give.
On misli da je bolje uzimati nego davati.
Like all the other people in this world.
Kao I svi drugi ljudi u ovom svetu.
Other devotees think, wonderful.
Drugi bhakta misli divno.
I wish that he also would understand where the bliss is.
Voleo bih da I on shvati gde je blaženstvo.
When the Lenin person comes and says, can I do your service? No. You do something, you find something else. This is my service.
Kada lenji čovjek dođe, mogu ja da uradim neku službu, onda ovaj drugi bhakta kaže, ne, ti možeš nešto drugo, ovo je moja služba.
Krishna looks really what someone does.
Krishna zaista gleda šta neko radi.
Mm-hmm. Interesting worldview, isn't it?
To je interesantan pogled na svet, zar ne?
Hare Krishna, so do you have any questions regarding these points or regarding some points from previous lectures?
Imate li pitanja u vezi ovih poenti ili drugih poenti sa prethodnih lekcija?
Drugi poenti. Madan Gopal.
Se kaže Adventistic Church. They arranged that there is a recording, TV recording of the lecture, and then in one city people can see this lecture. And he said they have material motives, and they succeed in doing this. So we have spiritual motives, but how we can come to the level that we also can succeed to do this.
I think for every endeavor to be successful, there need to be two things which need to be fulfilled. You need to have a good character and also be a little competent to do.
Da bi bilo koji napor bio uspešan, potrebne su dve stvari, da imaš dobar karakter I da budeš sposoban.
Madan Gopal, let me ask you a question.
Da pitam ja tebe jedno pitanje, Madan Gopal.
Let us imagine you are very, very sick.
Zamislimo da si jako bolestan.
You need operation.
Treba ti operacija.
Now you hear of two doctors who could operate you in theory.
Čuo si za dva doktora koji bi mogli da te operišu.
One is a world famous specialist.
Jedan je u svetu poznati specijalista.
He is really able as a surgeon to almost give you a new head and it would work. You know, or do another one there, a new organ, a new heart.
Kao hirurg, on je sposoban da ti da gotovo novu glavu ili novo srce ili neki unutrašnji organ.
He is really good.
Zaista je dobar.
The other has a very good character.
Drugi ima vrlo dobar karakter.
Oh, Maran Gopal, he is so kind.
On je tako ljubazan.
When he goes over Smensky, Hajlovsky, he gives bread to the people who need it.
Kad ide po ulici Svenski Hajlovski, onda daje hleba ljudima.
He is really a good character.
Ima zaista dobar karakter.
Very reliable information.
Ali iz vrlo poverljivih izvora.
You have heard.
Poznanih izvora
čuo sam. That a world renowned surgeon.
Organe od ljudi koji operiše i prodaje ih na crnoj berzi.
He has a really bad character.
Ima zaista loš karakter.
He is a very bad person.
On je vrlo loša osoba.
And also you have heard through very reliable information that this other doctor, yes, he has a very good character, but unfortunately he only has a certificate for plumbing. You know, for repairing the water
system.
Čuo
si iz vrlo pouzdanih izvora da on ima vrlo dobar karakter, taj doktor, ali da ima diplomu samo za popravljanje česmi.
So whom would you choose, Madan Gopal?
Koga bi izabrao?
For your very important operation.
Za tvoju veoma ozbiljnu operaciju.
I think the point is very clear.
Mislim da je poenta vrlo jasna.
You couldn't choose any one of them.
Ni jednog od njih ne bi izabrao.
Because the one has just competence.
Jedan ima samo sposobnost.
Without character.
Bez karaktera.
And the other has only character without competence.
Drugi ima samo karakter bez sposobnosti.
You need to have both in order to do something successfully.
Moraš obe stvari raditi da bi nešto uspešno da bi uradio.
And so also our devotees, we need to learn. If we want to spread this movement for the benefit of many, many people, our good character, I hope it, we do have a good character, is not enough.
Ako želimo širiti ovaj pokret među većim brojem ljudi, naš dobar karakter, nadam se da imamo dobar karakter, nije dovoljan.
We also need some competence.
Potrebna nam je i sposobnost.
Sometimes devotees, they just stress the character.
Kakad bhakti naglašavaju samo karakter.
Or as Mahaprabhu says, they just stress the sadhan.
Ili kao što je Mahaprabhu rekao, naglašavaju samo sadhanu.
But neglect to preach for the benefit of others.
Ali zanemaruju propovedanje za dobrobit drugih.
And others just do very great improvements in the preaching.
A drugi samo rade velika poboljšanja u propovedanju.
And have new tools like computers and so many modern tools for helping one to be do something more successful. But they don't have any sadhana. They don't improve their spiritual character.
Imaju kompjutere i mnoge moderne instrumente za uspješno ostvarivanje raznih poslova, ali nemaju sadanu, ne poboljšavaju svoj karakter.
Both is important.
Obe stvari su važne.
Milo mi je.
Na seminaru si govorio o jednoj vrsti prađalpe kad neko misli da je stalno u pravu. Kako komunicirati sa takvom osobom?
Yes. What I said during that seminar is that there are three types of talk.
Na tom seminaru sam rekao da postoje tri vrste razgovora.
One is called jalpa.
Jedan se zove Džalpa.
But you just talk and talk without really any agenda or it's not really important. You just want to. In Germany they say man macht die Luft warm. You heat the air.
A kada samo govorite bez ikakvog plana, blebećete.
Yeah. It's just when people come together, they who have this type of talk, they talk just. Oh, this is so difficult to explain. Besides each other, someone says this, and then another person answers, and it is totally unrelated, really.
Oni govore ja u klinti u ploču.
Yes. Then the next type of talk is called this is called jalpa or prajalpa. The next talk is called vitendra.
Ovaj prvi način govora je jalpa ili prajalpa, a sljedeći se zove vitendra.
You just want to be victorious over the other.
Želite pobediti drugu osobu.
When you meet such persons, it's almost like entering into a wrestling match when you talk with them.
Kad se sretnete s takvim ljudima, kao da idete na rvanje.
It is terrible.
To je užasno.
It is constant fight.
Stalna borba.
You say something, and then they say, well, but one could also see it from this angle.
Vi kažete nešto, a on kaže, ali to možeš vidjeti iz drugog ugla.
And whatever you say, they disagree totally, and just say, even sometimes, only the opposite.
I šta god kažete, oni se u potpunosti ne slažu, a kad govore baš uvek suprotno.
Do you know such people?
Znate takve ljude?
This is really no fun meeting them and talking with them because it's always a fight.
Nije zabavno baš sresti ih i razgovarati s njima jer je to uvek borba.
Such persons do not care really what is the truth. What is important for them is that they are seen to be more intelligent or more thoughtful or just right.
Takvi ljudi ne mare šta je istina, već žele da ih se vidi kao više inteligentne ili više misaone ili jednostavno da su u pravu.
Now there's a third talk, it's called Vada. Vada means you want to find out what is actually truth.
I treći način razgovora ili govora je vada, što znači da zaista želite saznati šta je istina.
Your mission is not to finish or defeat somebody else.
Vaša misija nije da svršite s nekim ili da ga porazite.
But you talk together to come to some true conclusion.
Već razgovarate sa drugom osobom da biste došli do nekog istinitog zaključka.
You consider yourself searchers in your talk, searchers for truth.
U vašem razgovoru se smatrate istraživačima istine.
And that is the most pleasant type of talk.
I to je najprijatniji razgovor.
Now our Milomir asks, how do you deal with someone who always wants to be right?
Milomir je pitao kako se obhoditi prema nekome ko uvek želi biti u pravu.
How have a meaningful relationship to some such person?
Kako imati smisleni odnos, odnos koji ima smisla sa takvom osobom?
I mean, I personally think such people who have this need to always be seen as right, they are very insecure inside of them.
Lično mislim da ljudi koji imaju tu potrebu da uvek budu u pravu su vrlo nesigurni.
So there must be they just think if I have not wrestled someone down, if I have not defeated him, there's no worth to me.
Oni misle da ako nekog ne poraze, da ništa ne vrede.
I think you live now in a town, your Beograd is no longer as peaceful as it used to be. I heard when you go in the night over the street, you meet many characters who just do not have the best intentions in their lives.
Čuo sam da Beograd više nije tako miran i da kad uveče idete gradom da sretnete različite tipove koji nisu baš.
In my life I've met many such people who always are very aggressive.
U životu sam sreo mnogo ljudi koji su uvek agresivni.
And they feel the need to show their strength, their physical strength.
Osjećaju potrebu da pokažu svoju fizičku snagu.
And I've almost always seen that the people who have such a need are totally insecure. They think they have an inferior complex in some cases.
Video sam da ti ljudi su uvek nesigurni i imaju kompleks niže vrednosti.
And that's why they always have to behave like they are the strongest.
I zato uvek moraju da se ponašaju kao da su najsnažniji.
Isn't it, Bali Sadacha, you must have from your experience with this area of aggression and so on, you must have experienced something similar.
Mora da si imao slično iskustvo sa ljudima koji su sretni, koji su agresivni.
Yeah, these aggressive people almost always are very weak inside.
Ti agresivni ljudi su gotovo uvek vrlo slabi unutra.
Therefore, in the martial arts of Eastern India, of martial arts of the East, many times a good fighter will not do any, no need to do anything. He just looks into the person's eye, and that's enough. The insecure person will just go away without any aggression.
U ratnim veštinama istoka dobar ratnik nema potrebe da radi bilo šta, on samo gleda u oči drugog ratnika i onda on, onaj koji je nesigurniji, on ode.
So if there's always someone who wants to be right, you somehow have to give him a feeling that he is also a good person if he is not right.
Takvom čovjeku koji želi biti u pravu trebaš nekako dati osjećaj da je dobar iako nije u pravu.
Maybe you have to help him that he is not afraid of you.
Možda mu moraš pomoći da se ne boji tebe.
That you will in some ways exploit him or whatever.
Da ćeš ga na neki način iskorištavati ili bilo šta drugo.
But you are right, some of these people are just very difficult.
Ali u pravu si, neki od tih ljudi su jednostavno vrlo teški.
When I meet such people, I always treat them as children.
Kad se ja sretnem s takvim ljudima, ja se ponašam prema njima kao prema deci.
Without letting them know that what I'm doing.
Bez da im dozvolim da shvate šta radim.
I'm very kind.
Ja sam vrlo ljubazan.
I asked how their health is.
Pitam kako je njihovo zdravlje.
You know, just making, I'm giving them a present.
Dam im poklon.
And after some time they lose that inattention and become normal.
Nakon nekog vremena oni izgube tu unutrašnju napetost i postanu normalni.
But Prahlad Maharaj, he prays, may all living entities in this universe become peaceful by the process of bhakti yoga.
Prahlad Maharaj se moli u jednom stihu, neka sva živa bića u ovom univerzumu postanu mirna, smirena, primenjujući bhakti yogu, proces bhakti yoga.
I hope it helps, Milomir, because I can imagine that you have some specific person in mind, and
nadam se da ti ovo pomaže, jer izgleda mi da imaš neku određenu osobu na umu.
Yes. Hope it helps.
Nadam se da će ti pomoći ovo.
Could we will end our presentation here
We have
a little. Sorry, we have in the evening again a lecture.
Uveče imamo ponovo lekciju.
Yes, I heard that I'm not in TV this evening because I don't know exactly what happened. It couldn't be arranged. So this evening at 6:00.
Čuo sam da večeras neću biti na televiziji i zato večeras imamo u 6 sati lekciju.
And then we do have a little bit more time for questions. If you have some, please keep them in your mind and ask them at that time.
Imaćemo više vremena za pitanje, pa ih zapamtite i pitajte tada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.